USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The President has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper on the President's decision to send troops to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates after the recent attack on the Saudi oil industry. A whistleblower from the intelligence community has said that President Trump urged the President of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter, who is working at a gas company there. The President says he doesn't know who the whistleblower is, but he thinks they're partisan.
It's just another political hack job.
He tells reporters he had a good call with Ukraine's president.
Totally appropriate conversation. Couldn't have been better. And keep asking questions and build it up as big as possible so you can have a bigger downfall.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality proteins into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Another Democrat quits the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the latest to announce he's ending his campaign for the 2020 Democratic nomination.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
De Blasio had launched his campaign back in May, but it never really gained any traction, and most recently polls were showing him stuck with just 1% support. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen Camp Pendleton Marines have been arrested for transporting or conspiring to transport undocumented immigrants in the U.S. The probe began in July when two of the Marines allegedly picked up several undocumented immigrants near the Mexico border, intending to take them to Los Angeles. The Marines were supposedly paid $8,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Federal health officials are urging people to give up e-cigarettes and other vaping products until they have time to investigate the deadly, mysterious illness. John Clemens reports.
Some of the victims of the 530 confirmed or suspected cases told investigators they were using illicit THC products, one of the active ingredients in marijuana that produces a high. Dr. Ann Schuchat, principal deputy director of the CDC, reports seven have died, while the number of cases is expected to increase.
530 confirmed and probable cases of lung injury associated with e-cigarette product use or vaping were reported to us by 38 states and one territory. Sadly, seven deaths have been confirmed and reported to us from six states: California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. And we do expect others.
I'm John Clemens.
Hurricane Jerry is still heading west as it nears the Leeward Islands. Jerry is no longer expected to strengthen as it did on Wednesday due to increasing wind shear. Jerry has already peaked in intensity and spent time as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday morning. According to the National Hurricane Center, the hurricane was packing maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour late Friday and was moving west-northwest toward the cluster of islands that includes the U.S. Virgin Islands. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.